それでは聖書を開きましょう。
Let's open the Bible.
シリーズでテモテの第2の手紙を読んでいます。
We've been going through a series of going through the second letter to Timothy by Paul.
今日は4章の1節から5節です。
And we'll be looking at chapter 4, verse 1 through 5.
はじめに全体を読みたいと思います。
I'd first like us to actually read through the entire passage for today.
神の御前で、そして生きている者と死んだ者を裁くために来られるキリストイエスの御前で、その出現とその御国とを思いつつ厳かに命じます。御言葉を述べ伝えなさい。折りが良くても悪くても励みなさい。咎め、戒め、励ましなさい。忍耐強く十分に教えるのです。誰も健全な教えを聞こうとしない時が来ます。その時人々は自分に都合の良いことを聞こうと好き勝手に教師たちを寄せ集め、真理から耳を背け、作り話の方にそれていくようになります。しかしあなたはどんな場合にも身を慎み、苦しみを耐え忍び、福音宣教者の仕事に励み、自分の務めを果たしなさい。
In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage, with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.
もう一度一節を読みたいと思います。
I'd like to actually look back at verse 1.
神の御前で、そして生きている者と死んだ者を裁くために来られるキリストイエスの御前で、その出現とその御国と思いつつ厳かに命じます。
In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge.
この手紙を書いたパウロは自分の生涯の終わりが近いことを感じていました。
The Apostle Paul, who wrote this letter to Timothy, sensed that the end of his own life was near.
次回にお話しするテキストの最初には、自分が世を去る時が近づいたと自分で言っています。
And in fact, in the passage that we'll be looking at next time, he explicitly says that my end is near.
この手紙もそろそろ終わりに近づいています。
The letter itself is also drawing to a close.
そこでテモテに一番伝えておきたい大切なことを厳かに命じるというちょっと改まった言い方で語り始めているわけです。
And so I think this is where Paul is coming around to really tell Timothy what he really wants him to hear, even saying in a very formal way, I give you this charge.
それはつまり、パウロのテモテに対する遺言のようなものです。
In a sense, what we're reading is Paul's last will and testament to Timothy.
皆さんほとんど私よりも若いんで、遺言というようなことはピンとこないかもしれません。
You know, maybe most of you are younger than me, so maybe you haven't really thought about last will.
でも今日初めて私の息子が父親になったので、私は父親を通り越しておじいちゃんになってしまいましたから。
But I think about it because, you know, today I'm celebrating it for the first time, my own son being a father.On a Father's Day, and now I'm a grandfather.
だから私にも教会の人たちにこれだけには伝えておかなければならないということがあるわけです。
And so, you know, I do have things on my mind that I feel that I want all of you to hold on to before I go away.
それでついその辛口になったり、長々といろいろ話したりしてしまうわけです。
And so sometimes I talk on and on about one particular thing or be particularly, maybe even severe about something. But please bear with it because it's my last will. But Paul's last will here that we're reading here is not about personal matters.
教会という大きな家族に対する遺言です。
It's a last will to the church, which in some sense you can think of as a large family.
これだけは伝えておかなければ、教会がいつの間にか教会じゃなくなっちゃう。キリストの体ではなくなっちゃう。そういう心配についての言葉です。
And I think Paul is speaking to a worry that he has, which is if the church doesn't hold on to this thing that he wants to tell Timothy, that it will no longer at some point be a church or no longer be part of the body of Christ.
これだけは何があっても忘れてはいけないよと遺言的に語りかけているわけです。
And so he's telling Timothy, there's this one thing that I really want you to hold on to, as if it's Paul's last will.
それはパウロの個人的な願いではありません。
Again, this is not Paul's own personal wishes that he's trying to convey to Timothy.
神様がその国を、神様の国を実現するために、パウロを通してその次の世代に引き継がせようとしている、まあ、遺産相続なんだというふうにパウロは思っているわけです。
I think what Paul is actually thinking about conveying here is the idea of sort of bringing in the inheritance to the next generation of people who are following Jesus so that the work of realizing the kingdom of God will continue.
それがこの一節の これまでとはちょっと違う、すごい改まった普通ではない言い方になっているわけです。
And I think that's why we see in verse 1, Paul in some sense making a sudden sort of change in tone and becoming very formal.
教会は実はテモテが引き継いだことをまたテモテの次の世代の人たちが引き継ぎ、そしてそれが私たちにたどり着いているわけです。
Now, the church's history is in some sense starts out with Paul in giving this inheritance to Timothy, Timothy passing the same inheritance on to others after him, and eventually coming down to us.
ですからこれからの言葉をその大切なことを引き継ぐものとして、それから次の世代に引き渡すものとして聞いていただきたいと思います。
And so I really want you to listen to the words that we're going through today as if it's meant to you, for you to receive and for you to pass on to the next generation.
では2節を読みます。
Let's take a look at verse 2.
御言葉を述べ伝えなさい。折りが良くても悪くても励みなさい。咎め、戒め、励ましなさい。忍耐強く十分に教えるのです。
Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction.
言葉というのはもちろん神様の言葉です。
The word being referred here is of course the word of God.
神様の言葉。何でしょう?
Now, what is the word of God?
皆さんはそれが聖書だとよく知っていると思いますけれども。
I think you know well that it's God, the Bible.
でもこの当時はまだ新約聖書はありませんでした。
But it's worth noting that at this point, when Paul is writing this letter, there was no New Testament.
つまり彼らが知っていたのは、旧約聖書とそれから、弟子たちの間で言い伝えられていたイエスの言葉だけでした。
And so what they knew as the word of God at this point was the Old Testament and sort of words of Jesus that had been passed on from one disciple to another among themselves.
これをどんな時でも、時が良くても悪くても人々に伝えなさいと。あるいは教会の人々の中では、咎める、戒める、励ます、忍耐強く、注意深くそのことをしていきなさいというのがこの遺言的な言葉の最初の部分であり、パウロの言っておきたい中心です。
And so what is at the heart of Paul's message to Timothy is to pass on to these, to pass on these sayings, these words, the Old Testament, the Word of God, be prepared to pass it on to others in whatever season, and within church to use it to correct, rebuke, encourage, etc.
皆さんは聖書を神様の言葉と信じている。
Now I think that you believe that the Bible is God's word.
聖書を神様の言葉と信じるどういうことなんでしょう?
But what does it actually mean to believe that?
多分人によって随分受け取り方が違うと思います。
Because I think actually there are quite a few different ways of interpreting that.
この受け取り方の違いが教会の中にもいろんな教会があるということなんですね。
And in fact, that's oftentimes what differentiate different churches.
聖書は神様の言葉ですけれども、人の言葉を集めた語録というものがあります。
Now, the Bible, we think of as God, the Word of God, there are also oftentimes books that contain many people's sayings.
一番有名なのは毛沢東語録です。
Perhaps one of the most famous one is the Little Red Book of Mao Zedong.
でも聖書はその毛沢東語録のようにすべて一人称で書かれた言葉の記録ではありません。
But as opposed to Mao's book, which is written from Mao's perspective, you know, in first person, that's not how the Bible's written.
神イエス自身の言葉も記されていますけれども、多くの部分は様々な人の口を通して語られた神の言葉です。
Now, it does include the words of Jesus, which is spoken in first person, but it, along with that, contains many other words from other people's perspective.
パウロもその一人です。
Paul is one such person who speaks in the Bible.
普通に見たらパウロが手紙で言ってることがなんで神様の言葉なんだって思いますよね。
And so you should, you know, think when you read, think about it normally. Well, why do we think that Paul's own letter it constitutes the word of God?
毛沢東って名前だけしか知らない人が多いと思います。
Now maybe nowadays people don't even, you know, only know Mao Zedong as a famous name.
彼は20世紀の中国で最も有力な指導者でした。
But he was probably arguably one of the most powerful leaders in 20th century China.
さっきちょっと言われちゃったんですけど、毛沢東語録というのはちっちゃな赤い本なんです。
I was told earlier, but so the Mao's book is in fact a little red book.
ポケット版の聖書みたいです。
It's like a little Bible.
で、彼に従った多くの若者がその本を振りかざして、で、それまでの中国の社会のあり方を徹底的に破壊しました。
And there was a moment in history whereA lot of young people took that little book and sort of raised it and used it in a sense to destroy many things that had existed in Chinese society.
文化大革命という呼ばれる出来事です。
And this was an event that would come to be known as the Cultural War, was called the Cultural Revolution.
1960年代から70年代で10年ぐらいの出来事なんですけど。
It happened around for about 10 years from 1960s through mid-70s.
それは語録であるということや、それから形は聖書に似てるんですけども、中身は全然違います。
Now, the Mao's Little Red Book did contain sort of Mao's words and sort of almost was shaped like a Bible, but what it said was quite different from the Bible.
そこに書かれていること、一つだけ紹介しましょう。
I want to introduce one thing that's actually written in there.
聖書には神は愛であると書いてあるんですよね。
Now, as you may well know, the Bible says that God is love.
そこには共産主義は愛ではないって書いてあるんです。
But in the little red book, apparently it says that communism is not about love.
じゃあ何なんでしょう
So what is it?
彼はこう言いました。共産主義は敵を叩き潰すためのハンマーだ。
Mao said, communism is a hammer to destroy our enemies.
マルクスは多分反対すると思うんですよ。
I don't think Karl Marx would have agreed.
他の共産主義者もそんなこと言うなよ。
And maybe there are other communists who would disagree with Mao.
でも実は言ってることは間違ってないと私は思うんです。
But I don't think Mao is actually